Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a great night tonight. I hope that you are enjoying what God is doing in your life. Tonight, I'm going to play He Reigns by Eureka A. Wright. It's my cousin, and I hope you guys are going to love this. And I'll be back with the message tonight. Love never fails.
Of their heart.
again to the sound of my cousin Eureka A. Wright. He reigns because the servant God reigns. I just want to say today that sometimes I want to apologize to one of my good friends, someone I really, really love so much. And my communication sucked. Yesterday was one of those days. And I know saying the word suck is probably a bad word to say, but my communication really sucked yesterday. It was really, really bad. And I could have done better in communicating. So I just want to apologize. It was never my intention to ever not be loving and kind. That's who I am. And those who know me, you know, that's who I try to be. So I definitely do apologize on my end. I could have communicated much, much better, much, much better. And one of the things that with everything, I don't know about you guys, but I'm in this space sometimes where I try to do everything. And sometimes we try to do good, we try, but we don't communicate well. We don't communicate well with others. And if we don't, then it messes up the whole thing. And by us being Christians, we want to make sure that we are sharing God's love, that we are doing things that are loving, that are kind. So I was like, Lord, what am I going to do tonight? I was like, Lord, I don't know, I feel like preaching tonight. And God was like, no, you're going to do it tonight. You're going to press forward. But I don't know about you guys, but so much has been going in my life. And I feel like I've been just a little stuck. And I shared something on Facebook. I shared a picture of my before and then picture where I'm at in right now. So I've been getting a lot of encouraging words, a lot of encouragement, but I felt like I was stuck. Have you ever been in that place where you feel like you're just stuck? You feel like you know the direction that you feel like you're supposed to go in. It's like everything is going in slow motion. Everything is going in slow motions, slow motions. And what God placed in my heart tonight, what's going on, listen to that, what's going on, Don, is this word that I preached a while back, love never fails. Because sometimes we think that we know the best way. We think that we have the only way, but Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and life, right? No man comes to the Father but by him, but through him, by him. You know, but one thing that never fails is love, regardless of everything else. So some people are preaching hate. Some people are not loving. But listen, love never fails. You know, sometimes we make mistakes, right? And we have to be willing and be able to say, you know what, I apologize. Please forgive me. You know, let me tell you this. I love my friends. And I just learned that I have to take it slow sometimes. I can't do everything at one time. And then communicate well. And as Christians, we have to be able to communicate well with each other, you know. And God's like, love never fails. What am I going to preach about? Love never fails. How many of you guys have ever been disappointed by someone before? And you thought, look, I'm not going to do with that person anymore. But you know what? Love never fails. Love never fails. So I just want to encourage people out there who are listening tonight, just remember that love never fails. Hey, Rodney, what's up, Don? And I appreciate you guys who come through, those liking and sharing the videos. You know, we do this every week on Tuesdays from 9 to 10. Feel free to talk about, you know, share in the written part, and I'll read it out and we'll discuss it. That's how it works here. And everyone is being respectful. We're going to be respectful and everything like that. But let's say this. As God's people, kingdom-minded people, you know, thinking about the kingdom, not necessarily religious, hey, mom, got my mom on. Please say a prayer for my mom, guys. Keep her in your prayers. She's here tonight. Love. And everything we do, love needs to be the foundation of everything that we do. Because what happens when you have a good foundation? When you have a good foundation, it can withstand the storms. It can withstand the things that the enemy might try to do through situations. But if we have that love, you make love your the key to your foundation, you will be able to stand and withstand through the hard times, through the rough times, through the rocky times, through times when you feel like you're all alone. You'll be able to stand because love, you understand the whole thing about love. And the one description that I wanted to talk about tonight, I guess you say this message, this discussion more so is built on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, right? 1 Corinthians 13. It talks about, though it says this, this is the King James Version, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, charity is love. Have not charity, have not love, I am nothing. What's going on, Roy? Thank you. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity is another word for love, guys. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. The grace of these is love. See, love has to be the foundation, has to be the key foundation to everything that we do. You know, so I want you guys to examine yourselves. Sometimes you have to ask yourself, did I respond in love? Did I act out of love? What was my reasons? You know, and sometimes we might mean well, but it might not come across that way. But I just want to encourage you, if you keep love as your foundation, even when you're hurt, keep love as your foundation, because love will bring you through. God will bring you through. And that love will guard your heart. That love will protect you. God's love will give. God will give you the strength, and you can just lean on His love, and you can love even when you're hurt. You can love through your pain. Listen, God will strengthen you through His love. Love has to be the key to your foundation. Everything that you do should be done out of love. What's going on, Waddles? What's going on, Auntie Waddles? Good evening. She says, "Good evening, everyone." You know, so I just wanted to say this thing tonight. Love. You know, listen to this, guys. Your possessions and abilities cannot take the place of love in your life. What you have, the things you can do, cannot take the place of love. You can have all the things. You can know everything. You can know, like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, you can have the gift of prophecy. You got to understand all these mysteries. Oh, he's deep. Oh, she's deep. You can have all this knowledge. You can say, I have faith that can move mountains. But if you have love, if you do not have love, you are nothing. That's something to think about. This is my mic. I might drop the mic on that one. So we can have all these things. You can live in these fancy houses. You can drive fancy cars. You can have friends who are millionaires. If you don't have love, you are nothing. You know, you can say, you know, I give to the poor. I do this, I do that. But if it's not out of love, it profits nothing. It profits nothing. So I've had to do some self-reflection in myself and ask myself, what am I doing? Am I doing it out of love? If you're doing it out of love, guys, when you're making love your foundation, you have to take the time. Sometimes it's not about building that house so quickly. Sometimes we want to build the house overnight. We want to build that dream overnight. And sometimes it takes time. It takes time. It takes that loving, that love, pouring that love into, allowing God to pour his love into you as you pour that love into that dream. Sometimes it's not going to happen overnight. Now, I'm preaching, I don't know if I'm preaching to you, God, but God is preaching to definitely to me through his message tonight. It's not going to happen overnight. But whatever you do, do it out of love. And if you make love the key foundation, the key part of your foundation, just imagine what's going to, Angelo, what God can do in your life. If you make love, if you do everything out of love, if you correct out of love, not out of hate, but out of love. You love a person. Hey, I love you. Let me tell you about yourself. Or I love you, and I need to hear what you're saying. You know, keep an open mind. Love has to be the key to your foundation. So when you're building your house and God is building what he's building inside of you, deep inside of you, you have to do things out of love. You know, you can give to the poor. You can say, you can sacrifice and give your body to be burnt. But if you don't have love, it doesn't profit anything. What's going on, Brian? What's going on, Rob Dobb in the house? You know, it does not profit anything if you do all these things and don't have love. Now listen to this. In Luke chapter 6, I'm going to go back to 1 Corinthians in a second. And in Luke chapter 6, verse 48, King James Version, it says, he is like a man which built an house and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Let me read the NIV version. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. We have to understand that, listen, love has to be that foundation of everything we do. That love, what kind of love? That agape love. No, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting love. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, that the world might be saved through him. That's John 3:17. Listen to this. Love has to be the foundation of everything that we do. So what can God build in us, through us, and what can he build through us if that foundation is built on love? On love. No, it's not corny to build your foundation on love. It's, you know, it might not be popular to build your foundation on love according to who? According to the world. But listen. Don't build your foundation on shadiness. Don't be shady. There's enough of that. There's enough of that in the world, right? Build your house, your foundation on love, on God's love. You know, build your foundation. Love has to be key. I don't know about you guys, but I just want to love. And sometimes, guys, we make mistakes. Sometimes we mean well, and sometimes it does not come across that well. And in those cases, get it together. But let's build our foundation on love. Let's build our foundation in everything we do on love. Are you guys feeling me tonight? Are you feeling me tonight, this message tonight? You know, one thing about it is this. I've gotten to a point where in my life where, look, you know, sometimes we make mistakes, right? But we have to be willing. What's going on, Demetrius? We have to be willing to say, you know what? I messed up. Let me get it together. Let's get back on track. But do everything that you do out of love. Watch what God can do in your life if we do everything out of love. Now, one thing I have to read to you guys, this is one of my favorite scriptures, 1 John 4:19. This is actually in one of my songs. I put this scripture in one of my songs. I'm titled Love Always. And I hope you guys check that out. Love is a seasoning for real living. That's right, Waddles. That's right, Auntie Waddles. Love is a seasoning for real living. Guys, we say we want to be instruments. We want God to use us. We want to be that light. We want to be the salt of the earth. Listen, love. Even when people are treating you wrong, still love. It doesn't mean that you accept what they're doing, but you love knowing that God is going to bless you and keeps you out of a place of being hurt, place of bitterness and things like that. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Now, I know it went off for a second, guys. I love God. Here it says again. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. Guys, are people doing things out of love nowadays? If you say you hate your brother, you say you love God, yet you hate your brother, you're a liar. That's something to think about, guys. I'm looking at the kingdom of God, and we're not showing each other love. You know, I see some of my white friends and those who are of different, you get what I'm trying to say. You know, if you say you love God, but yet you hate your brother, you're a liar. Well, anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Let's love each other. There's too much hate. Let's love each other. Let's love one another. You know, so first point tonight, because, you know, guys, I'm doing this whole thing by myself. Like I said, Tibria is taking a break. What's going on, Treva? She's taking a break. So I'm stepping up my game. Love has to be the key to your foundation. Love has to be the key to your foundation. That's the first point. Second point tonight. Well, first of all, guys, how you guys feeling about so far what we're talking about tonight? You guys are a little quiet tonight. Listen, I'm trying to do both these things. But it's good. It is good. I'm glad you guys hit with me. What's going on, George? Listen, we have to re-engage. We have to re-engage the concept of love. I think we've forgotten what love. What's going on, Jorge? We have to re-engage the concept of love. You know, first point, love has to be the key to your foundation. Second point, we have to re-engage the concept of love. Sometimes, guys, we have to revisit love because there's so much hate right now. There's so much shadiness that's spilling off into the church. It's spilling off to the families. We have to get back to a place where we say, I'm going to love. Let's re-engage the concept of love. And if you're saying, what does that mean, G? What does it mean to re-engage? That means let me get back to the whole thing of love. Let me get back to loving. Let me get back to showing love. Let me get back to the whole thing about love, the whole banner, you call it love. Let's get back to basics. See, sometimes in our society, we've gotten away from what was love, even in our communities. You know, can you imagine back in those days, when my mom and Waddles and some of the other ones were a little younger, and family, back then when we were kids, they were raising us, and that family unit was there. You know, the love was there. You know, you could spend time with family. You know, people understood what was important. Love is important. And in the community, love needs to be important. If we're going to make changes, guys, we have to re-engage the concept of love in our community. Re-engage the concept of love. You know, I see a whole bunch of people sometimes, we're putting each other down. We're let's embarrass the person. Let's really make them hurt. No, let's re-engage the concept of love. Let's not kick the brother when he's down. Kick the mother who doesn't have any food for her kids. Let's help. Let's give a helping hand. Let's teach them. Let's show them. Listen, you can do this. You can get back up. I've got your back. I'm there with you. We have to re-engage the concept of love in our community. What is love? How can you re-engage something if you've forgotten what it is, right? So sometimes we have to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What is love? You know, verse 4. Now, I'm going to jump to NIV. King James Version says charity, but suffereth long. But we can go to NIV. We're going to break it down just a little bit. What's going on, Calvin? Love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is patient. Listen, guys, I know I have to work on my patience. And I apologize if I offended people because I have not been the most patient that I need to be. So love is patient. You know, so how we come across to people, how we say the things we say, we have to take those things into consideration. Because and to re-engage the concept of love, we have to think about what is love. Love is patient. That means those who have us who have road rage or slight road rage, we have to remember that love is patient. If someone's getting on your nerves, love is patient. And love is kind. Have we forgotten about kindness today? Are people even being kind? Are people even trying to be kind? Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. You know, love doesn't say, no, I wish I had that. That's a different thing to say. You see someone with something nice. Oh, that's nice. I would love to get something like that. Envy is when you're saying, I wish I had it. I want that. And it's not, I want something like that. It's like, I want that. I want what you have. That's not love. Love does not boast. Have you ever been around someone and they're always boasting? I've got this today. You know, someone told me, I make the best. This, I do the best thing. Listen to this. Stop all that boasting. That's not love. Sit back and chill. Sit back and relax. I know I'm talking, breaking it down. Sit back and relax. You have people saying, you know, I've got this, I've got that. That's not love. Love is not does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. You know, that's not love. And we know the whole thing about pride going before fall, right? You know, we're talking about tonight, what's going on, Bishop? We're talking about love never fails. That's the topic. First point, love has to be the key to your foundation. Second point, we have to re-engage the concept of love. You know, listen to this. Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. This thing, I don't know about you, but it's stepping on my toes. Love does not dishonor others. You know, I see it happening on Facebook. You know, we're going to be children of God and love the Lord. And listen, none of us are perfect, okay? None of us are perfect. You know, we all have some skeletons in our own closet, right? None of us are perfect. Love does not dishonor others. Love does not use the internet to dishonor other people, you know, to bring people down. That's not love. Love is not self-seeking. If you know people, and even if it's you, you have to be seen. You have to. Everyone has to know that you're the one who gave the $500 to the usher boy. Everyone has to know that you fed the family down the street around the corner. Everyone has to know that you drive the best BMW on the market. That is not love. Love is not self-seeking. it is not easily angered. You know, you're supposed to be slow to anger, right? You're supposed to be slow to listen, quick to listen, slow to speak, right? Love is not easily angered. So, guys, we need to, our barometer needs to be love. We need to, everything we do, is this showing love? Is this displaying love? If you're easily, if we are easily angered, some of us, we take pride. Some people take pride in that. Oh, yeah, I will tell you off. I will tell you all these different things, call you every name under from A to Z, and we boast in it. Yeah, I'll do that to you. If you come, no, that's not love. Love's not easily angered. How about this part? It keeps no record of wrongs. Guys, if you have a problem, go to your brother, go to your sister, go to them, talk out, squash it, talk to them. We've got to communicate better. We've got to communicate better. But it keeps no record of wrongs. So that means this. Now, I have a couple of things about this. You know, my friends, we was called chasing the abuse, like going after doing things. You know, you can get the same reaction. It might not have the right reaction from someone, but you go ahead and do it. You keep chasing abuse. You go try to talk to someone, they're nasty, and you're always trying to engage them. They talk to you nasty. Don't chase the abuse. You forgive, but sometimes you have to remember. What do you guys think about that? That's one right there. It keeps no records. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love keeps no record of wrongs. If you're going to forgive someone, forgive them. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to go and do the exact same thing, get hurt again. That might be something different. But it keeps no records of wrongs. It keeps no records of wrongs. And I think that's forget. Point blank, guys. Love keeps no record of wrongs. If we're going to forgive, forgive. And how hard is that for us to really do? How hard is that for us to really do? It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Why am I saying that? Because I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get this deep down within my spirit, my soul tonight. Because sometimes, guys, people delight in evil. I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back where it hurts. No, rejoice with the truth. Don't delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. It all. And listen, how about this part? Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love always protects. Do we protect each other? Do we protect and cover one another? Always trust. Always hopes. Are we hoping? Are we hurt? And then always perseveres. Love always perseveres. Love does not give up. So when we say, when I say the whole thing about we have to re-engage the concept of love, that's deep. From 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. That is deep. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. That is deep. Because basically, guys, we have to re-engage this concept of love. If you're wondering what is love, that's what love is. Now, the question is, can we really operate in this? Are we really even willing to truly re-engage the concept of love? That means that there's some things that within us that we're going to have to remember. I'm going to tell you this. Have you guys ever been hurt? I've been hurt. And you know, I heard the saying, you know, hurt people hurt people. The whole thing about re-engaging the concept of love when you've been hurt, sometimes you have to see things from other people's angles. And I don't know about you guys, but I always try to look at things from different angles. I look from my viewpoint. I try to look from the other person's viewpoint. Then I try to come up with looking at the whole picture, looking at the big picture. And are we really willing to do that. That's a lot, isn't it? What's going on? What's going on, William? What's going on, Marge? I got my sister Margeria on. What's going on? We're talking about the topic is love never fails. First, I was saying love has to be the key to your foundation. Two, the second point, we have to re-engage the concept of love. So I'm talking about re-engaging the concept of love. How many of you guys are willing to re-engage with the concept of love? How many of you guys are willing to say, you know what, let me put into practice 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7? Well, if you're going through some things, guys, I just want to tell you guys, to remind you about this. In verse 8 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says this, love never fails. I want to tell someone out there, someone who might be going through, and you might have that pain, and you're trying to work through your pain, listen, love never fails. Don't give up. Love never fails. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. They're going to stop, right? Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. What's going on, Henry? What's going on, Janine? Listen to this. To know Christ is to love. Third point tonight, and the whole thing about love never fails. To know Christ is to love. To know Christ is to love. God, if we say, you know, I love the Lord and Jesus Christ is the way, we have to know that to know Christ, if we really want to know Christ is to love. He loved. So we're following him. We need to love too. What's going on, Harry? What's going on, bro? Listen, Jesus won people, right? By love, not by condemnation. He won them by love. He didn't win them by saying, look how you're dressed. Or you smell like a bag of chips. You know, or, you know, I was trying to be funny. I don't know if that was funny. But he did not win people. He didn't condemn them. He won them by love. He won them by love. Are we willing to win people by love? Because sometimes in our mind, we feel that we can just tell people what they need to do, and they should just take it, and that is that. No, you're not going to win anyone by condemning them, putting them down. How about loving them? How about come from a different angle? You know, how about showing them? You know, and when you look at this, when you look at this account, right, John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, when they caught the woman in adultery, right, in John chapter 8 verse 3, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him, right? It's going to mark. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. You know, listen to this. Jesus won people by love. Are you without sin? Some of us, we want to be a person. Some of us are like those Pharisees, right? And this person did this. This person did this. And he says this. that any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. We go back to going to verse 9. It says, at this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. I will tell you this. We win people by love. Listen, it could have been you. What's going on, Pastor Donnell? You know that song, Thank You, Lord, for All You've Done for Me? It could have been you. What's going on? No food, no. It could have been me. Well, you guys get it. But what's going on, Cuz? What's going on, Micah? You know, it could have been you. It could have been me. You know, out there with no food. I'm not even trying to say the words in that song. But you get the point. It could have been you. You know, guys, listen. We spend so much time judging people instead of uplifting each other. Let's uplift each other. Let's encourage one another. Let's love each other back to life. Let's love, not condemn, and then think the person can get it right. No, love them back to health. Let's do that. You know, Romans 5:8 says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. But God shows, this is the English Standard Version. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, he gave his life for us even when we weren't even thinking about him, right? Amen. Pastor Donnell said amen. Amen, Pastor Donnell. Listen to this. And love people where they're at. You know, I think sometimes we want to change. What's going on, Cuzzo? What's going on, Cuzzo? Love you. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, right? And it says this. But when he saw the multitudes, Jesus, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. His heart was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. You know, the NIV version says this, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Listen to this, guys. Love people where they are at. No, the scripture, the title tonight is Love Never Fails. We've got to love people where they're at, not where we want them to be, well, not where we feel they should be. You need to get to this point, from point A to B, and when, all right, Waddles, yeah, love people where they are. Thank you, Waddles. Love people where they are. Thank you. Thank you for that correction. You know what? I'm sorry. I knew that was wrong, guys. And I'm still an educator, but I know I should not put that preposition at the end of that. Love people where they are. Thank you, Auntie. Love them where they are, not where we feel like they should be. And see, that's sometimes some of us are like, I'm not going to love you until you are at point C. But the person is struggling getting from point A to point B. But we say, some of us say, I'm not going to love you until you get to point C. When you get to point C, well, I love you. But you, where were you when I was at point A and point B and from point B to point C? Notice this, love people where they are. Just think about the people in your life. Do you have stipulations on them? I'm going to love you if you do this. If you don't give me what I want, then I don't love you. You know, what's going on, Andrew? What's going on, Drew? You know, love never fails. Love people where they are. And I can say this. I've had some of my good friends love me when I was crazy, y'all. No, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I wasn't really crazy, but just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just tiny. But love people where they are. No, God loves us. He loves us where we are. He loves us. And we just have to learn to love ourselves, right? And we have to love to learn people. We have to learn to love people where they are. You know, not trying to change people, just love them. And love them unconditionally. I know if you laugh at Auntie Waddles. No, So first point tonight, love has to be the key to your foundation. Second point, we have to re-engage the concept of love. Learn what love is again. And then to know Christ is to love. Fourth point tonight, love never fails. Yeah, heart, love, pray. Yes, auntie. You know, love never fails. You know, have you ever tried something and you see someone, or in fact, you ever tried something and you fall, you get back up, you fall, you get back up. And in that picture, I just imagine like my mom just wiped my knees off saying, get up, you can go ahead and do it. You know, love never fails. Other things might fall, might fail, but love never fails. Like 1 John 4:19, like I said, that's one of my favorite scriptures. We love because he first loved us, you know. Listen, what's going on, Tehran? Love never fails. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're experiencing. You know, everything else will pass away, right? But love will never pass away. Love will never pass away. What's going on, Jamie? You know, verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says this: when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought as like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, when I grew up, I put the ways of childhood behind me. You know, listen. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Listen to this. When we're younger, we thought like that, but at some point we have to grow up, right? At some point we have to mature. We have to begin to mature. We have to begin to communicate. We have to begin to work through our own triggers. We have to begin to work through our own idiosyncrasies. I think I said it correctly. Listen, love never fails. At some point we have to mature, right? We have to mature. We have to understand this. Verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these is love. You can have all the faith in the world. You got faith to move mountains. If you don't have love, it's nothing. You can hope. You say, I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe in this. I'm going to believe from that. I'm going to believe from this. But if you don't have love, cut it out. Call it a day. Go and have several seats, as they say. If you don't have love, you know, listen, you've been wearing the finest suits. But if you cannot love, go figure. The reason why I'm saying this is because sometimes we have our own definition of love, right? So let me ask you a question. I'm going to put this out there for you guys. What is your definition of love? What is your personal definition of love? What is your personal definition of love? What motivates you in your life? How do you feel about love? Is love conditional? Is it unconditional? You know, so I know some of you guys might be writing. While you guys are writing, I'm going to go on to what I'm going to say next. Listen, put love into practice in your life. Whatever that your statement of love, or however you view love, perhaps it is, like it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, what love is. You know, but what is your definition, your personal definition of love? You know, we got to put love into practice in our lives, right? And Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, it reads like this. This is the NIV version. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down. The streams rose. Listen, the rain's coming out down the Midwest, isn't it? The streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. What's going on, Lawrence? My cousin says, yes, it is unconditional. That's right, Monica. That's right, cuz. Cuzzo, that's right. Love is unconditional. We love each other unconditionally. That's what we're supposed to. And listen to this. So, guys, what Jesus said again is this. Everyone who hears his words, right? I'm paraphrasing. And puts them to practice like that wise man, right? Who built his house on the rock. When those winds came, the rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew, beat against the house, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Jesus Christ, it had its foundation on the rock. But listen, those who hear the words and they don't do the words, don't do the work, don't put that thing into practice, it's like a man who built the house on what? Sand. So it's not enough for us to hear these words. We have to do it. We have to be not only hear, not just be hearers of the word, but we have to be doers. We have to do it. We have to put it into action. Some of us, it's easier for us to love. Sometimes we don't know how to love ourselves, right? We can love others, but we do not allow ourselves to receive that love. Or perhaps you cannot love. Perhaps you've been hurt and abused and mistreated so much that you cannot love. But listen to this. If we want change, right, we have to put the love into practice. We have to love God with all our heart, our soul, and our mind, our life, everything that's within us. We have to love God. And then we have to love ourselves. Then we have to share that love with other people. You know, it's hard to love someone if you don't love yourself. And so the question is, do you love yourself? What's going on, Bernie? Do you guys love yourself? Love never fails. We got to put that love into action. We got to get back to the point where we are loving each other. Like we used, like our grandparents used to do back in the day, right? You know, the greatest, we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now these three remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest is not faith. The greatest is not hope. The greatest is love. So I'm encouraging guys, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. Those areas where you need to forgive, forgive. Those areas where you need to repent, repent. And then don't allow yourself to be beaten up. Now, we can't change. We cannot change things. We can only learn from them and grow from them. Now, I just encourage you, if people are important to you in your life, they've hurt you, tell them you hurt. But if that love is there, you know that love is there, don't allow bitterness to stay there. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right. I love y'all. I love you guys. And listen to this. Love tears down the walls of hate, right? What's going on, James? Love tears down the wall of fear. Love tears down the wall of discrimination. You know, love does these things. If we will allow God's love to really work in our hearts, I love you too, Mark, because I love my cousin. We grew up like brothers and sisters, y'all. Love tears down the wall of hate. Love tears down the wall of fear. Love tears down the wall of discrimination. Whatever you need to tear down in your life, allow God's love to keep you. Allow God's love to encourage you. Allow God's love to work through your fears. Work through those things that might be on your heart that you might be dealing with. The greatest of these is love. Love never fails. So So allow God to touch your life and allow God to tear down those walls. Allow God to rebuild your heart, rebuild your life, rebuild you. But you got to put it into action. So those who are coming through, check out 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. What's going on, Brian? Thanks for coming through. What's going on, Andre? What's going on, James? What's going on, Daryl? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love that does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, does not dishonor others, is not self-seeking, is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Don't give up on people around you. Don't give up on the person who's struggling in their life. Don't give up the person who is just a little immature. Listen, love them. Let's pick people back up. Let's love them back to life. Let's love them back to health. Let's love them with the truth. Let's love them with helping them. We're talking about love never fails. That's what we're talking about, Brian. That's what we're talking about. Love never fails. What do you guys think about tonight? What are some take homes that you're going to take home with you from tonight's message? What are you going to take away from this time together? Love never fails. I said, all right. I typed love never fails. Let me go ahead and edit this. Love never fails. I'm going to delete it. Oops. Love never fails. So, guys, are you guys there? So, what are some take-homes? When I say take-homes, what are you getting out of tonight's message? What are you leaving here tonight with? Love. For me tonight, this one I'm taking with me, guys. What I'm taking away from me for this night, what I'm taking away from me is that whole thing about reengaging the concept of love. Study it in your own. Study this. Study 1 Corinthians chapter 13. For your own, in your own time. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Study it. You know, and the reason why I say this is because we all have our own versions or our own definition of what love is. But when you can sit back and you can go look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient. I mean, chapter 4. Love, chapter 13, verse 4, love is patient. Love is kind. You know, are you patient? Are you kind? Do you want God to use you? If you want God to use you in your life, guys, it is a good chapter, isn't it, Brian? Love has to be the key to your foundation. Everything we do needs to be done with love. You know, make love. This is my viewpoint. You might agree with me. You might not disagree. You might disagree with me. But I personally feel like love has to be the key to your foundation. Again, point two, we have to re-engage the concept of love. I think we've forgotten what is love. What does love look like? Am I showing someone love? Is this love that I'm receiving? If people are talking about you and they're putting your business out all on Facebook, and then it's dishonoring you, that's not love. If someone's telling you everything you've done and they put their finger in your face and you remind you of all the things you've done, that's not love. Love keeps no records of wrongs. You know, just think about it, guys. Take that time. Take that one-on-one time with you and your creator. And if you say you want to grow up, that whole verse, when I became a man, when I became know, for ladies, when you became a woman, when you grew up, you put away those childhood behind you, put the ways of childhood behind you. Yeah, that's an NIV version. I'm so used to King James Version. You put away those childish things. Listen, it's time for us to grow up. And when we make mistakes, guys, and sometimes we are going to make mistakes. Sometimes we hurt each other, and we don't mean to hurt each other. Forgive. Forgive. Love never fails. So if we say we're Christians, we get to remember this. Love never fails. To know Christ is to love. If you say you love the Lord, you should be loving. Loving your brothers and loving your sisters. Not hating each other. So I say, I hate you. I hate this person. I hate you because of the way you look. But I love God. No. That's not the way it works. You cannot love, you can't say you love God, but you hate your brother and sister. You see, it doesn't work. Love never fails. I just want to keep my brother Lion, keep his family in your prayers, and praying for you, Lion. You know, praying for you and your family. Thank you for sharing Ms. Waddle, Auntie Waddles. Thank you for sharing. Listeners, guys, love never fails. So I want you to re-examine yourself, re-examine your life, re-examine everything that you do. Are you doing it out of love? If it's not out of love, guys, it's not going to prosper. It's not going to go. It's not going to go anywhere. If whatever it is that you're doing, you're not doing it out of love, it's not doing. You might think it is. According to 1 Corinthians 13, you can know all these different things. If you don't have love, you're nothing. It's not about what you have. It's about what you do with what you have. It's not about what you have. All right, Priest Micah, my cousin, says this: love starts from within. All right. That's right. Sounds like a song. What's going on, Karina? It sounds like a song, Monica. Love starts from within. Amen. What's going on, Vivian? Yeah, love starts from within. From within on out. Not from things out in, but from within out. Share God's love. Share love. Let's get back to basics. Let's remember what is love. So when you guys get a chance, check out 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Study it for yourself. And where you see, guys, that you are personally lacking and you need to change or make some improvements, just take that time. Don't beat yourself up. Work on being patient. Work on being kind. Work on not envying. Work on not boasting. Work on not being self-seeking. Work on not being easily angered. Let's do that, okay? I just want to say, guys, remember that love tears down the wall of hate. Love tears down the wall of fear. Love tears down the wall of discrimination. Love. Like my cousin says, love comes. Love starts from within. A lot of God to move, work in your life. I don't know about you. I feel like I'm in surgery because I'm looking at all these different parts of my life, and God's like, let me fine tune. And if we do this, guys, then things that we speak won't be the same because we'll be speaking out of love. That's right. That's right. John 3:16. God not in verse 17, John 3:17, God not send his son to the world to condemn. He didn't send his son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Guys, love. You say we're Christians, love. You say you love God, love. We can agree to disagree, but let's not hate each other. Let's love. Let's be the example, but it starts from within. So let's allow God to start from within. Amen, Monica. Amen. You better go on here. Come on here and preach. I'm going to bring Monica on here next week. I love you guys. I love you guys. Guys, please keep my mother in your prayers. Please, let's pray for those who are going through. Who's going to pray? Let's pray for each other, okay? Let's pray our strength in the Lord. And just remember that love never fails. I want to say I love you guys. I want to say thank you for coming through tonight. Praying for my friends and who have lost people, a whole bunch of people have lost people and are losing people. Let's love each other. Let's love each other. Let's make the most of every second, all right? I want to say God bless you. Allow God to move your life. And don't forget, like my cousin said, love starts from within. God bless you, and I hope you guys will have a great night. Big hug. Thank you for keeping your prayers, keeping me in your prayers, and I will pray for you as well. Love you. Please share this video on your page. Please let me know how this ministry is blessing your life. I appreciate you guys because you guys bless my life each and every week. Karina says, good night. Thank you so much. Good night, Karina. Thank you, too, Karina. I appreciate you. Good night, Monica. Good night, cousin. I'm going to say good night to everyone. I'm not going to try to say the names of everyone. My pastor friends, bishops, I appreciate you guys and your support and your prayers. I'm praying for you and your ministry. Please pray for mine and my family as well. God bless you. Have a great night.
It's still in my stereo. Last night on the patio, I caught a crackhead stealing my stereo. Last night on the patio, she put my TV in a sack. My Xbox was attacked. She tried to go sell it for a little bit of crack. She's high as a horse, smoking crack. got it in the back up.
Hey, Mom, thank you for coming through. Hey. I'm doing okay, Mom. Doing okay. Oh, praise God. Because I'm glad that I want to just say thank you. I said she's on break. You know, she was the one who was coming in. She was one doing all the other stuff. You know, I'm typing as I go. I wasn't doing that at first. Yeah. I agree what you say. I agree what you say, though. I think that I don't,